This is the reading for June 23rd. Job chapter 24. I wish the Almighty would set a time for judging. Those who know God do not see such a day. Wicked people take other people's land. They steal flocks and take them to new pastures. They chase away the orphan's donkey and take the widow's ox when she has no money. They push needy people off the path. All the poor of the land hide from them. The poor become like wild donkeys in the desert who go about their job of finding food. The desert gives them food for their children. They gather hay and straw in the fields and pick up leftover grapes from the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked because they have no clothes, nothing to cover themselves in the cold. They are soaked from mountain rains and stay near the large rocks because they have no shelter. The fatherless child is grabbed from its mother's breast. They take a poor mother's baby to pay for what she owes. So the poor go around naked without any clothes. They carry bundles of grain, but still go hungry. They crush olives to get oil and grapes to get wine, but they still go thirsty. Dying people groan in the city, and the injured cry out for help. But God accuses no one of doing wrong. Those who fight against the light do not know God's ways or stay in His paths. When the day is over, the murderers get up and kill the poor and needy. At night, they go about like thieves. Those who are guilty of adultery watch for the night, thinking no one will see us, and they keep their faces covered. In the dark, evil people break into houses. In the daytime, they shut themselves up in their own houses because they want nothing to do with the light. Darkness is like mourning to all these evil people who make friends with the terrors of darkness. They are like foam floating on the water. Their part of the land is cursed. No one uses the road that goes by their vineyards. As heat and dryness quickly melt the snow, so the grave quickly takes away the sinners. Their mothers forget them, and worms will eat their bodies. They will not be remembered, so wickedness is broken in pieces like a stick. These evil people abuse women who cannot have children and show no kindness to widows. But God drags away the strong by His power. Even though they seem strong, they do not know how long they will live. God may let these evil people feel safe, but He is watching their ways. For a little while they are important, and then they die. They are laid low and buried like everyone else. They are cut off like the heads of grain. If this is not true, who can prove I am wrong? Who can show that my words are worth nothing? 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Reuben was Israel's firstborn. Reuben should have received the special privileges of the oldest son, but he had sexual relations with his father's slave woman, so those special privileges were given to Joseph's sons. Joseph was a son of Israel. In the family history, Reuben's name is not listed as the first son. Judah became stronger than his brothers, and a leader came from his family. But Joseph's family received the privileges that belonged to the oldest son. Reuben was Israel's first son. Reuben's sons were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These were the children of Joel. Shemaiah was Joel's son. Gog was Shemaiah's son. Shimei was Gog's son. Micah was Shimei's son. Reiah was Micah's son. Baal was Reiah's son. Bera was Baal's son. Bera was a leader of the tribe of Reuben. Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, captured him and took him away. Joel's brothers and all his family groups are listed just as they are written in their family histories. Jeiel was the first, then Zechariah, and Bela. Bela was the son of Azaz. Azaz was the son of Shema, and Shema was the son of Joel. They lived in the area of Aroer all the way to Nebo and Baal-Meon. Bela's people lived to the east as far as the edge of the desert, which is beside the Euphrates River, because they had too many cattle for the land of Gilead. When Saul was king, Bela's people fought a war against the Hagrite people and defeated them. Then Bela's people lived in the tents that had belonged to the Hagrites in all the area east of Gilead. The people from the tribe of Gad lived near the Reubenites. The Gadites lived in the area of Bashan all the way to Salakah. Joel was the main leader, Shapham was second, and then Janiah was Shaphat were leaders in Bashan. The seven relatives in their families were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Zorai, Jachan, Zia, and Eber. They were the descendants of Abihail. Abihail was Huri's son. Huri was Jeroah's son. Jeroah was Gilead's son. Gilead was Michael's son. Michael was Jeshishai's son. Jeshishai was Jado's son, and Jado was the son of Buz. Ahai was Abdiel's son, and Abdiel was Gunai's son. Ahai was the leader of their family. The Gadites lived in Gilead, Bashan and the small towns around it, and on all the pasture lands in the plain of Sharon all the way to the borders. All these names were written in the family history of Gad during the time Jotham was king of Judah and Jeroboam was king of Israel. There were 44,760 soldiers from the tribes of Reuben and Gad and east of Manasseh, who carried shields and swords and bows. They were skilled in war. They started a war against the Hagrites and the people of Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. The men from the tribes of Manasseh, Reuben, and Gad prayed to God during the war, asking Him to help them. So He helped them because they trusted Him. He handed over to them the Hagrites and all those who were with them. They took the animals that belonged to the Hagrites, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also captured 100,000 people. Many Hagrites were killed because God helped the people of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh. Then they lived there until Babylon captured them and took them away. There were many people in East Manasseh, and they lived in the area of Bashan all the way to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. These were the family leaders: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were all strong, brave, and famous men and leaders in their families. But they sinned against the God that their ancestors had worshipped. They began worshipping the gods of the people in that land, and those were the people God was destroying. So the God of Israel made Paul, king of Assyria, want to go to war. Paul was also called Tiglath-Pileser. He captured the people of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh, and he took them away to Halah, Habor, Hara, and near the Gozan River. They have lived there from that time until this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. Levi's sons were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Kohath's sons were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. Amram's children were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. Aaron's sons were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar was the father of Phinehas. Phinehas was the father of Abishua. Abishua was the father of Bukai. Bukai was the father of Uzi. Uzi was the father of Zerahiah. Zerahiah was the father of Merioth. Merioth was the father of Amariah. Amariah was the father of Ahitub. Ahitub was the father of Zadok. Zadok was the father of Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Johanan. Johanan was the father of Azariah. Azariah was a priest in the temple Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah was the father of Amariah. Amariah was the father of Ahitub. Ahitub was the father of Zadok. Zadok was the father of Shalom. Shalom was the father of Hilkiah. Hilkiah was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Sariah. And Sariah was the father of Jehozadak. Jehozadak was forced to leave his home when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into captivity under the control of Nebuchadnezzar. Levi's sons were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The names of Gershon's sons were Libni and Shimei. Kohath's sons were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. Merari's sons were Mahli and Mushi. This is a list of the family groups of Levi listed by the name of the father of each group. Gershon's son was Libni. Libni's son was Jahath. Jahath's son was Zimmah. Zimmah's son was Joah. Joah's son was Iddo. Iddo's son was Zerah. And Zerah's son was Jethurai. Kohath's son was Amminadab. Amminadab's son was Korah. Korah's son was Asir. Asir's son was Elkanah. Elkanah's son was Ebiasath. Ebiasath's son was Asir. Asir's son was Tahath. Tahath's son was Uriel. Uriel's son was Uzziah, and Uzziah's son was Shaul. Elkanah's sons were Amasai and Ahimoth. Ahimoth's son was Elkanah. Elkanah's son was Zophai. Zophai's son was Nahath. Nahath's son was Eliab. Eliab's son was Jeroham. Jeroham's son was Elkanah, and Elkanah's son was Samuel. Samuel's sons were Joel, the first son, and Abijah, the second son. Merari's son was Mahli. Mahli's son was Libni. Libni's son was Shimei. Shimei's son was Uzzah. Uzzah's son was Shemaiah. Shemaiah's son was Haggiah, and Haggiah's son was Asaiah. David chose some people to be in charge of the music in the house of the Lord. They began their work after the Ark of the Agreement was put there. They served by making music at the holy tent, also called the meeting tent. And they served until Solomon built the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. They followed the rules of their work. These are the musicians and their sons. From Kohath's family, there was Heman the singer. Heman was Joel's son. Joel was Samuel's son. Samuel was Elkanah's son. Elkanah was Jehoram's son. Jehoram's son was Eliel's. Jehoram was Eliel's son. Eliel was Toa's son. Toa was Zuf's son. Zuf was Elkanah's son. Elkanah was Mahath's son. Mahath was Amasai's son. Amasai was Elkanah's son. Elkanah was Joel's son. Joel was Azariah's son. Azariah was Zephaniah's son. Zephaniah was Tahath's son. Tahath was Asir's son. Asir was Ebiasaph's son. Ebiasaph was Korah's son. Korah was Izhar's son. Izhar was Kohath's son. Kohath was Levi's son. Levi was Israel's son. There was Heman's helper, Asaph, whose group stood by Heman's right side. Asaph was Berechiah's son. Berechiah was Shemaiah's son. Shemaiah was Michael's son. Michael was Baasiah's son. Baasiah was Malchijah's son. Malchijah was Ethni's son. Ethni was Zerah's son. Zerah was Adiah's son. Adiah was Ethan's son. Ethan was Zimmah's son. Zimmah was Shimei's son. Shimei was Jahath's son. Jahath was Gershon's son, and Gershon was Levi's son. Merari's family were the helpers of Heman and Asaph, and they stood by Heman's left side. In this group was Ethan, son of Kishi. Kishi was Abdi's son. Abdi was Maluk's son. Maluk was Hashabiah's son. Hashabiah was Amaziah's son. Amaziah was Hilkiah's son. Hilkiah was Amzi's son. Amzi was Benai's son. Benai was Shemer's son. Shemer was Mahli's son. Mahli was Mushi's son. Mushi was Merari's son. And Merari was Levi's son. The other Levites served by doing their own special work in the holy tent, the house of God. Aaron and his descendants offered the sacrifices on the altar of burnt offering and burned the incense on the altar of incense. They offered the sacrifices that removed the Israelites' sins so they could belong to God. They did all the work in the most holy place and followed all the laws that Moses, God's servant, had commanded. These were Aaron's sons. Eleazar was Aaron's son. Phinehas was Eleazar's son. Abishua was Phinehas' son. Buki was Abishua's son. Uzi was Buki's son. Zerahiah was Uzi's son. Mariah was Zerahiah's son. Amariah was Mariah's son. Ahitub was Amariah's son. Zadok was Ahitub's son. And Ahimaaz was Zadok's son. These are the places where Aaron's descendants lived. His descendants from the Kohath family group received the first share of the land. They were given the city of Hebron in Judah and the pastures around it. But the fields farther from the city and the villages near Hebron were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So the descendants of Aaron were given Hebron, one of the cities of safety. They also received the towns and pastures of Libna, Jatir, Eshtemoa, Hilen, Debir, Ashan, Jutah, and Beth Shemesh. They also received these towns and pastures from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon, Geba, Alamath, and Anathoth. The Kohath family groups received a total of 13 towns. The rest of the Kohath family group was given 10 towns from the family groups of West Manasseh. the towns were chosen by throwing lots. The Gershon family group received 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the part of Manasseh living in Bashan. The Merari family group received 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. Those towns were chosen by throwing lots. So the Israelites gave these towns and their pastures to the Levites. The towns from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin, which were named, were chosen by throwing lots. Some of the Kohath family groups received towns and pastures from the tribe of Ephraim. They received Shechem, one of the cities of safety, with its pastures in the mountains of Ephraim. They also received the towns and pastures of Gezer, Jokmeam, Beth Horon, Ajalon, and Gath Rimmon. The rest of the people in the Kohath family group received the towns of Aner and Beliam and their pastures from west Manasseh. From east Manasseh, the Gershon family received the towns and pastures of Golan and Bashan and Ashtaroth. From the tribe of Issachar, the Gershon family received the towns and pastures of Kadesh, Dabarath, Ramoth, and Anim. From the tribe of Asher, the Gershon family received the towns and pastures of Mashal, Abdon, Hukok, and Rehob. From the tribe of Naphtali, the Gershon family received the towns and pastures of Kadesh and Galilee, Hammon, and Kirathaim. The rest of the Levites, the people from the Merari family, received from the tribe of Zebulun the towns and pastures of Jokneam, Kartah, Ramono, and Tabor. From the tribe of Reuben, the Merari family received the towns and pastures of Bezer in the desert, Jaza, Kedemoth, and Mephath. The tribe of Reuben lived east of the Jordan River across from Jericho. From the tribe of Gad, the Merari family received the towns and pastures of Ramoth and Gilead, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer.
Chapter 7.
Then the chief priest asked Stephen, "Is this true?" Stephen answered, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God who reveals his glory appeared to our ancestor Abraham in Mesopotamia. This happened before Abraham lived in Haran. God told him, 'Leave your land and your relatives. Go to the land that I will show you.' Then Abraham left the country of Chaldea and lived in the city of Haran. After his father died, God made him move from there to this land where we now live. Yet God didn't give Abraham anything in this land to call his own, not even a place to rest his feet. But God promised to give this land to him and to his descendants, even though Abraham didn't have a child. God told Abraham that his descendants would be foreigners living in another country, and that the people there would make them slaves and mistreat them for 400 years. God also told him, 'I will punish the people whom they will serve. After that, they will leave that country and worship me here.' God gave Abraham circumcision to confirm his promise. So when Abraham's son Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him on the eighth day. Isaac did the same to his son Jacob, and Jacob did the same to his 12 sons, the ancestors of our tribes. Jacob's sons were jealous of their brother Joseph. They sold him into slavery, and he was taken to Egypt. But God was with Joseph and rescued him from all his suffering. When Joseph stood in the presence of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, God gave Joseph divine favor and wisdom so that he became ruler of Egypt and of Pharaoh's whole palace. Then a famine throughout Egypt and Canaan brought a lot of suffering. Our ancestors couldn't find any food. When Jacob heard that Egypt had food, he sent our ancestors there. That was their first trip. On the second trip, Joseph told his brothers who he was, and Pharaoh learned about Joseph's family. Joseph sent for his father Jacob and his relatives, 75 people in all. So Jacob went to Egypt, and he and our ancestors died there. They were taken to Shechem for burial in the tomb that Abraham purchased in Shechem from Hamor's sons. When the time that God had promised to Abraham had almost come, the number of our people in Egypt had grown very large. Then a different king, who knew nothing about Joseph, began to rule in Egypt. This king was shrewd in the way he took advantage of our people. He mistreated our ancestors. He made them abandon their newborn babies outdoors where they would die. At that time, Moses was born, and he was a very beautiful child. His parents took care of him for 3 months. When Moses was abandoned outdoors, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and raised him as her son. So Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and became a great man in what he said and did. When he was 40 years old, he decided to visit his own people, the Israelites. When he saw an Israelite man being treated unfairly by an Egyptian, he defended the Israelite. He took revenge by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought his own people would understand that God was going to use him to give them freedom, but they didn't understand. The next day, Moses saw two Israelites fighting, and he tried to make peace between them. He said to them, "Men, you are brothers. Why are you treating each other unfairly?" But one of the men pushed Moses aside. He asked Moses, "Who made you our ruler and judge? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" After he said that, Moses quickly left Egypt and lived in Midian as a foreigner. In Midian, he fathered two sons. 40 years later, a messenger appeared to him in the flames of a burning bush in the desert of Mount Sinai. Moses was surprised when he saw this. As he went closer to look at the bush, the voice of the Lord said to him, "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses began to tremble and didn't dare to look at the bush. The Lord told him, "Take off your sandals. The place where you're standing is holy ground. I've seen how my people are mistreated in Egypt. I've heard their groaning and have come to rescue them. So now I'm sending you to Egypt." This is the Moses whom the Israelites rejected by saying, "Who made you our ruler and judge?" This is the one God sent to free them and to rule them with the help of the messenger who appeared to him in the bush. This is the man who led our ancestors out of Egypt. He is the person who did amazing things and worked miracles in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and in the desert for 40 years. This is the same Moses who told the Israelites, "God will send you a prophet, an Israelite like me." This is the Moses who was in the assembly in the desert. Our ancestors and the messenger who spoke to him on Mount Sinai were there with him. Moses received life-giving messages to give to us, but our ancestors were not willing to obey him. Instead, they pushed him aside, and in their hearts they turned back to Egypt. They told Aaron, "We don't know what has happened to this Moses who led us out of Egypt, so make gods who will lead us." That was the time they made a calf. They offered a sacrifice to that false god and delighted in what they had made. So God turned away from them and let them worship the sun, moon, and stars. This is written in the book of the prophets. "Did you bring me sacrifices and grain offerings in the desert for 40 years, nation of Israel? You carried along the shrine of Moloch, the star of the god Rephan, and the statues you made for yourselves to worship. I will send you into exile beyond the city of Babylon." In the desert, our ancestors had the tent of God's promise. Moses built this tent exactly as God had told him. He used the model he had seen. After our ancestors received the tent, they brought it into this land. They did this with Joshua's help when they took possession of the land from the nations that God forced out of our ancestors' way. This tent remained here until the time of David, who won God's favor. David asked that he might provide a permanent place for the family of Jacob, but Solomon was the one who built a house for God. However, the Most High doesn't live in a house made by humans. As the prophet says, the Lord says, "Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What kind of house are you going to build for me? Where will I rest? Didn't I make all these things?" How stubborn can you be? How can you be so heartless and disobedient? You're just like your ancestors. They always opposed the Holy Spirit, and so do you. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors didn't persecute? They killed those who predicted that a man with God's approval would come. You have now become the people who betrayed and murdered that man. You are the people who received Moses' teachings, which were put into effect by angels, but you haven't obeyed those teachings. As council members listened to Stephen, they became noticeably furious. But Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. He looked into heaven, saw God's glory and Jesus in the position of authority that God gives. So Stephen said, "Look, I see heaven opened and the Son of Man in the position of authority that God has given him." But the council members shouted and refused to listen. Then they rushed at Stephen with one purpose in mind, and after they had thrown him out of the city, they began to stone him to death. The witnesses left their coats with a young man named Saul. While council members were executing Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, welcome my spirit." Then he knelt down and shouted, "Lord, don't hold this sin against them." After he had said this, he died.